You are listening to a podcast of Ice and Fire, episode 210, the week of January 15, 2017. Welcome back, everyone, to the longest-running podcast dedicated to George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire, and occasionally HBO's Game of Thrones. As usual,
this is Ashley.
And this is Amin, and we're doing a little convention-based episode today, and we have two guests that are joining us. The first is returning guest, Tara.
Hello.
Thank you.
And our second guest is new to the podcast, is KK. Hi.
Hello.
So we've had Tara on before, but it's your first time here, so we kind of asked a couple of intro questions just to get to know you a little bit better for our listeners. So when did you get into A Song of Ice and Fire? When and how?
I watched the show first. I was one of those, and I believe it was 2013 when I started watching. And I told myself I wasn't going to read the books until the show was over because I didn't want to ruin the show for myself. But then my best started reading the books, and I think it was like a space of 3 episodes, and I had watched or read all 5 of them. So
you powered through? Yeah.
I did. Yeah, it took me about 3 weeks to read them all.
So who are your favorite characters in the story?
Probably Sansa's my favorite. I really love Cersei and Jaime too. So I think those are probably my top 3.
I met you at the original Ice Park on.
Yeah, you stayed at my one-bedroom apartment with, like, 6 other people the night before. That was fun.
You've had some upgrades since then, so.
Yeah, we do have a house.
Okay. A little bit easier. So what we're doing today, we're going to be talking about Ice and Fire Con 2017 coming up because you're both organizing it, so it's good. We've talked about it before, but I'm really excited. I think this is going to be the best one yet, so we have you on. What do you want to talk about in particular?
Oh, man, we have... I don't even know where to start, honestly. A lot is, I've talked about the con with you guys before, obviously. And I think the first time I was on the podcast was either right before or right after the first convention. So, we've grown a lot since our first year, even since our like third year. We're in a different location this year and last year than we were the first few years and stuff. And, the biggest thing this year, we've got a ton of new activities and events that we're planning during the convention, and it's our 5th anniversary convention. So we're doing, some fun things that will probably continue in the future, like having a theme for the weekend and everything. I think probably the biggest thing right now is we have sold like several dozen more tickets than we've ever sold before. We're going to have a much bigger convention this year in terms of attendance. So we're really, really excited about that.
Yeah, including a bunch of new podcast listeners that have never been before.
Yeah, we have a contingent of listeners that have been kind of increasing over the years, but I think this year we have a solid group of people.
Yeah, you've got the usual returning, and then I think you guys have 9 or 10 more on top of that. So that have mentioned you as where they heard about the convention. So that's really exciting. And I mean, I know you guys know Aziz and Ashaya from History of Westeros, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they're going to be there, and some of their listeners as well. Honestly, I think at least half of our people are going to be new this year.
So. I think it's over 60.
It may even be more.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
So I found a list these are confirmed foreigners from our and from Vassals of Kingsgrave. So the list is F.D. Ward, Betsy, Witless Chum, Eigen Vector John, Jasmine Eight, Claudius the Fool, Alias, Blue-Eyed Queen, In Kazrain, M. Lime, Jeff 14, Young Griff, Ironborn 206, Lucky Charms, and Skywalker. So that's pretty good. Like we have a lot of formers coming. And this is from October. So
yeah, there's been a couple more sales, I think, for you guys. And plus I don't know if you've got Jasmine and Brian who are listeners. And I don't know if they are on your forums very much.
Yeah, but... Jasmine 808 is Jasmine, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have 19 references here, but I mean, obviously that includes many of your form of the returning attendees, but people that like referenced you specifically on our registration form. I mean, Radio Westeros is involved now. They might not be able to come because, Yolk Boys from the UK, and they're definitely interested and they want to come, and we've been in contact with them. So if they're going to come, obviously we'll give them a panel. Nice. So
And that's, I mean, we finally have the numbers now to take full advantage of the mountain lifting. That is good for big numbers.
Will we have the panel rooms this time?
Yes. Yeah, we did get two extra rooms this year. So one will be, actually, that's another thing that's new this year. We'll have vendors for the first time. So one will be a dedicated vendor space, and then the other will be sort of a secondary room for panels or board games or whatever.
Yeah. I want to be honest, even the vendor room, it'll probably be vendors and like the silent auction table, type of stuff in one room. And then, like KK said, panels and or, we could honestly even possibly have the board game in the vendor room, because that room is pretty big and we're limiting the number of vendors because we don't want people to pay to be vendors at our convention, and come and, have 30 vendors. We could have so many vendors. We have the room for them, but like, we don't have the numbers to support that many. And that would be kind of crappy of us to bring in that many vendors, when we only have a few hundred attendees max. And obviously we haven't, I'm not going to tell you how many tickets we sold yet, because we're still going really strong. but we have sold, I'll tell you, we sold at least one ticket a day on average since the beginning of the year to all new people. And then on top of that, we're about halfway sold out, or a little more than halfway sold out. So.
And that's like really full to bursting. We could not fit another person in any of our three rooms that we have. So.
And, What's the lodging situation like?
There's still a good amount of rooms left. We're running out of the smaller spaces. So like, if you're a more private person, or if you aren't confident about finding roommates, if you're, coming for the first time or something, you're shy, then, sooner is better. But there are definitely a bunch of like larger cabins left. Like there's even a 2 4-bedroom cabins left. So, if in a pinch, if everything else fills up, a bunch of people can get together and get in those cabins. So that could probably even be really fun.
Yeah. It's kind of like at Ravenwood, we had like the main area, and then like a little like 5 to 10 minute walk down the hill was the little cottage area. It's kind of a situation like that where we've almost completely filled up the main area of Mountain Lake, and that's with from what we have been told, there are only, because we didn't book the whole property because it's so big, when we got our room block. So there are right now about 5 rooms that are booked by other people, but we've almost filled up the main area of Mountain Lake with our people. And then, we've got these other cabins, the Blueberry Ridge cabins, that are like, they say it's a 5-minute walk away. My guess is it's more like a 10, but
it is still walkable.
Yeah. It's definitely more walkable than Ravenwood.
I just want to point out, not at this convention, but at another convention I was at that involved cabins and whatnot. My first year attending, I was by myself, and I found the best way to make friends, if you are a bit shy, is to go into a large group with people and share a cabin space. That's a great way to make friends. And
well, shoot, I mean,
going right in right from the beginning.
You were in my cabin the first year, Ashley. We didn't know each other. That was amazing. Oh.
It's great for meeting people if you have trouble with integrating for the first time.
And I'm actually going to run an icebreaker panel this year. Obviously, it's completely optional. I'm not going to force anyone to do icebreakers because they're annoying. But if you're maybe, again, a little shy, coming by yourself. I came by myself the first year, and now I'm organizing this thing. So I'll be facilitating that on Friday, so you can sort of get to know your fellow attendees.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll be there, too.
Yeah,
just honestly, because I want... we want people, and we're probably going to try to ask, a good number of the volunteers to be there at the icebreaker as well, because I want people to know, who we are, so that they know who to approach if they have a question or, an issue. I guess, though, to be honest, I don't know if we've ever had that happen. So,
I mean, yeah, I think, one thing that's always been such a strong part of this convention is just the community is so amazing, and like, honestly, I've often been coming to the convention just sort of to hang out with my friends more than anything. And, you know, because of our size, we can, I feel like, always sort of maintain that, that feeling of that, that this intimate community of like quality nerds, and also sort of continue to expand into more traditional convention stuff like vendors and themes, et cetera. So pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's you already said it. Just again, to underscore, you don't have to come with anybody. Just, as long as you're just interested, nice and fire, and you show up, it's the perfect place to meet people. It's a lot easier than maybe some larger conventions to meet people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and like the thing is, we all, not just the people who like put the convention together, but like our attendees, we all love meeting new people. Like every year there's new people that come and become part of like our crew of outside of this too. Mm. You know, I mean, a bunch of us went to Chicago just to go to Chicago to visit, you know, some of our original attendees this summer. It wasn't a convention or anything. We just went and hung out there for a long weekend. So yeah, it's like a family. I love it.
But like one of the good Ice and Fire families, though.
Yeah,
We keep it in the family.
we're like the Martells without maybe the really awful, you know, like, or not awful, but the really hardcore revenge stuff.
I guess we can talk about some of the things that happen every year. I mean, the one thing that I'm involved in is running the board game tournament, which we've done since the first year, and this year is probably going to have probably the most attendees for that ever. And also we'll have the 9-player game brought by Aziz and Shea. So we'll be playing that as well.
Yeah. And also we've got more hours of programming and a lot more people coming in like Thursday night too. So, you know, we hopefully, if you guys need to do 2 rounds of the board game, like start it on Friday and then do a second round Saturday, we have that extra time and the extra space as well. So
The space is key too. Cause just if you're all in one room, then it can get a little awkward playing the game and then having like improv.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, that's like one of the things about, I mean, it happened our first year at Ravenwood too. You know, when you are going to a new location that you've never been to, you know, no matter how much you get maps of the site and talk to the people who, you know, run it and everything, you don't really know what you're getting into until you've been there. And unfortunately, like, For last year, we rented just the ballroom because we weren't sure we needed the extra rooms, and we didn't know that the little sun porch area that they kept telling us, oh, well, you can have activities on this sun porch area that's off the bar. Well, we had no idea that it, you know, it was also open to the public and that it would get really crowded at certain times during the weekend. So a lot of the things that were supposed to happen up there, you know, we had to relocate. Obviously we learned our lesson, hence, you know, booking those additional rooms for this year. And it wouldn't have even necessarily been a cost issue last year. We just didn't know.
Yeah. And I mean, we're going to have that, you know, the bonus is the extra space, meaning we can even have more attendees present as well, which should be.
And definitely check out, especially right now, we don't have like a full schedule up for this year yet. But if you're a new attendee, or if you're considering coming, I highly suggest checking out IceandFireCon.com and just scrolling over our events tab, because we've got a sample of last year's schedule, or not a sample, we've got last year's full schedule up to give you an idea of what last year looked like. But then, you know, we've also got a tab for the 5th anniversary specials that are new for this year. And then we've got a tab for the annual theme events that gives more details on the board game tournament, the costume contest, the Faceless and Assassins game, our Saturday night party, the tournament and whatnot. You know, but yeah, we have so much new stuff this year.
Raven.
Yeah. For pictures. I'm super excited about that. And so, I mean, we've got the vendors, like we talked about. We've got the weekend theme, which this year is What Is Dead May Never Die. And it's not everything has to be in theme, obviously. But, you know, we've got the White Knight with the Manimals, the band who did this really awesome Game of Thrones concept album.
on Friday night, and we're, well, again, not required. We're encouraging, you know, zombie style, white style cosplay for that party. Any, you know, it just doesn't even have to be Songbites and Fire, honestly. Like any sort of medieval zombie type thing would be awesome. And we've got extended hours. Like I already mentioned Thursday, you know, a lot of people are coming in Thursday night. And again, we're going to go through Sunday night. While the show isn't airing this year, we're going to do a poll in our public group and choose like three, maybe four episodes to gather together and watch on a big screen Sunday evening. And then we've got the fandom favorites thing, which again, you guys coming back, you guys have been there every year and always excited to have you. And we've got History of Westeros and ASOI AF University from Tumblr. So we're, you know, really excited to bring more of like the fandom famous people in and hopefully get some great discussions going. And then my personal baby, the mock election, which is just a silly thing that we do every year. This year, instead of due to massive, not cheating, I guess, because it wasn't rule, you know, rule that you could do this, but due to the ridiculous win by the High Sparrow last year. Yeah. We are instituting a new way of voting where, you need to donate a quarter or more. So dollar, you know, bills count and quarters count, but we're not accepting pennies, dimes, and nickels, because that would be a mess. But any quarter or higher denomination counts, like, and every 25 cents counts as a vote. So every 25 cents that you give counts as a vote for the character that you're voting for, and all the money is going to go to the Wild Spirit Wolf charity that, you know, Martin champions. So
That reminds me that there are some events that are good to plan for ahead of time. The mock election being one. A lot of people come already prepared with their submissions. So yeah. There are some activities that you want to be aware of before going.
Well, we provide the poster board, and we actually ask that people don't bring their own because we like to keep all the posters the same size. So we provide the poster board, and we have markers, and we have some stickers, you know, just basic arts and crafts stuff. But yeah, if you want a really, like, if you want a specific picture, or if you want your, you know, if you want a specific picture or something photoshopped, you do have to bring that.
But you don't have to. There are materials for you to make.
Yeah,
that stuff.
I mean, every year several people bring things, but every year probably at least half the submissions are people who just draw on a poster board that we provide. So
I'll be bringing back my events, which are the Improv of Ice and Fire. That's always fun, and my bad fan fiction reading. Which is you write the worst fan fiction you can possibly manage in half an hour, and then we all share them. Last year featured Jorah and Ned going to a bear-themed gay bar and fighting crime. I don't know how that happened, but it was pretty exciting.
It was amazing. Was that the one that won last year?
Yeah, that's
okay. Cool.
Or Sir Barristan going to the Hunger Games. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to miss. I was at a different event at that point, and I ended up missing that, and I was really upset. So this year, I really hope to be able to go.
Yeah, we always. I like.
How is the tournament different this year?
Well, we've got one of our volunteers sort of reworking the tourney a little bit, and he has a lot of stage combat experience, so we're really excited to see what he comes up with. I don't think it's going to be dramatically different, and I know that, you know, we sent him a few reminders to sort of give us an idea, but we're not sure exactly
what he's going to do, but in terms of, and that was another one of the things that we weren't really sure about, with Mountain Lake, the way it's laid out, the archery is at the top of a hill. And, you know, so we ended up having the whole tournament up there, not realizing that there's like bears that
a lot of goose
deer poop. And a lot of moose, deer and bear poop and stuff up at the top of the mountain. So, we're definitely having the melee in the afternoon, as it always is. And it's going to actually be on the lawn behind Stone Lodge this year. So it will be down in the midst of everything. The archery, we're not even sure we're going to do a competition portion, but if we do, it's going to be a one and done thing, versus in the past we've had like a practice in the morning and then the archery, the actual archery tournament is in the afternoon right before the melee. We're going to split it up this year and not have the tournament happen all at once, because like most people really want to go to both parts of the tournaments, but it takes away from us being able to offer anything for the people who don't want to go, because so many volunteers and everything have to be helping with the tournament. So we're probably going to do just maybe a practice thing and a short archery tournament in the late morning at the top of the mountain, since that's where we have to do it. And then that way we can have other activities down, you know, in the lodge at that time. And then we'll just have the melee be like the one thing where it's kind of the only thing going on for an hour that afternoon. And again, right by the lodge, so that people don't have to go up to the top of the mountain again.
One of the things I've liked about the melee in the past is that some people would do exhibition fights that are not necessarily part of the...
Like when we did the mountain and the versus the viper with the book dialogue. Yeah, that was amazing.
Will you allow people to sign up to try to do that if they want to put on their own?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's probably something we would want to approve, whatever the performance is. We wouldn't just allow people to sign up and then just let them do it. But yeah, heck yeah.
And that's how it's always been in the past, is the people who do it have approached us before the convention and said, hey, this is what we're doing. I mean, honestly, I don't think we've ever had a last minute addition like that. It's always been people approaching us, even if it's just a week or so before, so that we can, when we set up the matches for the tournament, we know who to set up where, you know, so that they can do their exhibition and not interfere with other people who want to, you know, just be involved and fight in the tournament for fun or whatever.
Awesome.
For fun.
Yeah.
Come on.
For glory.
Very serious, Tara. The winner of the tourney gets an entire prize.
Yeah. Maybe we'll
have a spot inbox this year for prizes. I'm pretty excited about that. We have a couple, actually.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, as I, we got one of the Brian purchased one. So they're really, really nice. I know I've every year I wonder what it would be like to allow there to be a Queen of Love and Beauty crowned.
Oh, no. Dom would just win every year.
Yeah.
The Everyone would just...
A lot of the stuff that we've done in the past that has been, especially if it's been happening every year for the past 2 or 3 years or more, is still going to be around. You know, obviously things evolve with the times, but there's so much that we do that is just if not everybody loves it, then there's enough attendees who do that we can't get rid of it. You know, like the tournament, we'll always have, that's kind of one of the things I think that marks us, you know, apart from a lot of, from basically any, you know, convention is that we have this little melee tournament thing that our attendees get to participate in.
For a first time person coming to this who usually goes to normal conventions, what should they expect?
I think it's a bit more of a tight knit, situation, right? Like you don't honestly have to participate in any official programming to like hang out with attendees all weekend. If all you want to do is just take pictures of people wearing nerdy costumes, you can probably fill your whole weekend with that.
Ashley, like you're a great person to answer that question, because you
that's true.
Like I feel like I'd like to hear your take on it, because Amin has asked me this question. I've talked about it, but I don't know if I've ever. It's been years since I've heard your take on it, Ashley. I want to hear your take.
Okay, so if you're expecting just to go to your typical convention where you sleep in a hotel, get up, go to panels in a costume, and that's pretty much it, this is not that kind of convention at all. This is much more a social gathering of like-minded nerds to just geek out together and talk about your favorite series in a more, in a not so structured way. Like the panels are very much are more of discussion round tables rather than just people speaking at you. You have more ability to jump in and talk about what you feel. It's a lot of socializing. There's a party crowd, but you don't have to be part of the party crowd. Amin is kind of king of the gamer crowd.
Yes, he is. Literal king.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I really enjoy going there is I have my own like personal posse.
Well, I mean, but like that's the thing. Like, you know, a lot of the people who like, I mean, you're not like a big like party dude, whatever. You know, we've got our party people, but if you're not somebody who wants to dance and drink or go to a concert, like you guys play both Game of Thrones and other games, like up in the lobby. I saw you so many times last year, and even Friday night last year, shoot, like after our official activities ended, a ton of us got together with you and your posse and played not even Game of Thrones, Song of Ice and Fire games, but just We just played games like Ultimate Werewolf.
We did Werewolf. Yeah. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, one night Ultimate Werewolf and stuff in the ballroom. Like, and that's the other thing. It's as much as we are a Song of Ice and Fire Game of Thrones convention, everybody that goes has other things that we're interested in. And it's not, it's completely normal for you to wander up to a group of people and they're talking about Steven Universe or, you know, anime or, you know, whatever. Like we, even though we don't have official activities centered around those things, there's plenty of discussion to be had about them throughout the weekend because we're all big nerds.
And I mean, there's, you know, it's not really even just, it's not party goers and board game people. There's also people who treat the weekend like a little mini vacation and they like take bubble baths and go on hikes and stuff. And, you know, there are people who go for the cosplay more than anything and et cetera, et cetera. And of course there's overlaps within every group. So I don't know. I like to think that we provide the kind of scheduling that's both very flexible and varied enough that you can find something no matter what, as long as you're a fan of the books or show. Yeah. We have a few non-book readers every year, of course.
Mm-hmm. Will the throne be back again?
Heck yes, it will.
So anyone who hasn't seen this throne, when you check out the website, it's plastered all over the place, but one of the attendees has made their own Iron Throne, and it looks pretty damn accurate, so it's great for photos.
Yeah, I mean, the throne itself is very, very accurate. Like, literally the only part about it that isn't is the fact that it's on a wheeled pedestal so that he can transport it, but that's
we put a skirt around it, you can't see the wheels.
It's great. And Josh is actually a volunteer officially. So he will probably, this year we're going to do, we did it last year too, and actually shoot the year before that. We've had a costuming panel for several years now. And last year we had a costuming one and a prop making one. We may have them separate. We may combine them this year. We haven't even close to finalized the panels for this year, but, you know, we will be having like a costuming/prop making panel or panels, and Josh will talk about how he made the throne and stuff. So he's really great.
He's also the Hodor that like has a brand doll that like has what's-his-face's face on it. So it's like creepily realistic looking. Isaac Hempstead, right?
Yeah.
That's terrifying. He's met Hodor's actor and like fist bumped with him.
Like several times. I think he met him at one of Christian Nairn's raves, and then he also met him at Dragon Con a couple years ago. So did we actually, Ashley and I.
Oh yeah, weren't you guys in Buster's cosplay?
Yeah. We probably just confused them a lot.
Yeah, basketball anime costumes. And we were like, hey, Christian Nair, can you hold this basketball for us? And he's like, I'm sure he's like, who are these people in their bright colored, ridiculous wigs?
It's a good show, by the way. I saw that show. So
It is. Yeah.
Trying to think of anything last minute to talk about on the convention.
I think we went over, like, you know, we have vendors, the Raven, the theme, the fandom favorites. Oh, the band? Oh, we talked about that.
You just kind of mentioned them. So, who are the Manimals?
Well, the Manimals are led by, they're a New York City-based band. They're sort of glam punk. And the lead singer, Hayley Bowery, wrote this incredible Game of Thrones-themed concept album. There are seven songs. It's called Seven. Each song is a point of view, just like is written in the books. And so each song is slightly different in genre and feel. And, I mean, you can just tell, like, how much this woman really like cares for the story and the universe. And you can go on to the annotated lyrics that she talks about. Like, I actually interviewed her for the website that Tara and I write for, The Geekiary, and she talks about how the first song is from Danny's POV, and it's about how she'll never have children, but her dragons are her children now, and she'll send them out into the world. And the lead singer of the Manimals talks about how she took a break from music to have kids and found out that she can't have children. So the songs, so she's like come to this point where her songs are like her children in the way that the dragons are like Danny's children. And so when she's talking about the dragons throughout the album, it has that kind of a meaning. Like, oh man, it's just very, very good. And I mean, on top of everything, they're high energy rock band, right? And they're so excited about participating in the con with us even, and they're going to be dressed up, and I'm just very excited.
Yeah. KK's been doing most of the, you know, back and forth with them, but just, you know, seeing the communication and, you know, hearing some of the album and stuff, I'm really excited. A little bit worried about how I'm going to feel Saturday morning, but you know.
Do you know if they're going to have the album for sale?
I believe so. I mean, we've told them that they can certainly sell their merch at the con. So I can't imagine they would not take advantage of that. And either way, I mean, I know I listen to it streaming on Spotify and Tidal. So definitely buy it from Bandcamp if you have a few extra dollars to spare, because it's incredible. But you can stream it on any of those services. If you want to listen.
I'm assuming we're going to have a costume contest again.
Yeah. Tara, I mean, I don't know if that's changing at all this year.
I'm not like a costume contest judge or anything, but no, it's going to be similar to how it was last year, where we're going to have private judging, which will take place in con headquarters, which is the cabin that I stay in on Saturday afternoon. And then we'll have the, you know, awards ceremony later where we give out the awards to the best costumes. Again, I'm not a judge, so rules and stuff I think are on, let me double check. I think most of the rules and categories and whatnot. Yeah. But everything's on our website. If you go to eisenfirecon.com, you go to the events page, and in the drop down menu, just scroll over annual themed events, and the costume contest is on the next drop down list. And that's got all the details, and we'll definitely put out like a form and everything for people to sign up before the convention. Probably in March is when we'll put all that together. But yeah, we do have private judging. In the past, like the first few years, we had a more public costume contest, but the more we've grown, it's just become harder to hold such a big, lengthy, you know, event. And also a lot of people, they want to participate in the costume contest, but they don't want to answer questions in front of a ton of people and whatnot, which I don't blame them for. So it really worked well last year with the private judging, and so we're going to stick with that for this year.
I want to say one final point in relation to the trivia. I think I'll be helping to run it this year. I think that's my plan, because I think I've won it enough.
Tara can take that. That sounds good.
Sort of like one of our volunteers, Laura. She has won the Assassin's Game 2 years in a row, so she's not allowed to play it anymore. Mm. And I think her husband, actually Jeremy, has won the archery tournament possibly 3 years in a row. So he is actually a volunteer now and will be helping run the archery, not participating in it.
Like, Dom is going to help run the that part of the costume contest.
Yeah.
The performance.
Yeah, for the costume, you do. You can have any level. Like, there is a separate category for newbies that you don't have to compete against some of these amazing costumers that come out.
Yeah.
And then there's also, if you want to do a performance, you can, but you don't have to.
Well, and one of my favorite things, of course, about this con is, like, you can really dig deep, you know. We had a Miranda Royce last year. I was Egg. That was a lot of fun. Bald caps, not so much, but everything else about it was a lot of fun.
There were two Willa Mandarys.
Oh, yeah. We've had And one you remember, Cheryl, was she had the jersey that said the Merlings.
Yeah.
And she was wearing the green wig. That was good. That was when you were sexy George R. R. Martin. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sexy George will come back.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Last year we had like almost all of the great bastards from Aegon the Unworthy but we did like music, like modernish, more modern music versions of them. Like I was
Sheera pop star.
Yeah, Sheera pop star instead of Sheera sea star, and you were Blood Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dom was emo steel instead of bitter steel, and then Keith was like a country western version.
Ring of Fire.
Yeah, Damon Ring of Fire, and Ashley did one of the named ones. Who's like you did a rockabilly version of one of the named bastards, but that like you don't. They never describe her, so...
Yeah, she didn't have a cool name, so we couldn't really...
Yeah.
Cool name.
That's okay. We had fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the biggest, best year yet.
I mean, we certainly have sold more tickets than ever before. And tickets are $75, by the way, and you can get them on our store, right on our store page on our website, so...
Yeah, when we do suggest... you know, ticket wise, we're fine. But if you really want to come and want to be able to have like a more affordable room, like if you don't want a room with anybody or whatever, we do suggest purchasing your ticket and getting your room soon, just because I'm going to guess that by mid February, there's not going to be much housing left. And what's going to be left is going to be the big cabins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, you know, if you want to coordinate with folks, like Ashley said, it's a great way to meet people.
Yep. And our Facebook group helps with that. We have a ride and room share document and stuff.
I was just going to say the Facebook is the best place to organize and ask any questions you have, because a lot of attendees can answer your questions as well if we don't get to them right away.
Yeah. Although we're pretty, between KK and I lately, we're pretty on top of that.
Unfortunately, sometimes we like definitely double answer questions because we just are both online at the same time. We have fun.
Okay. Well, thanks to Tara and KK for joining us today.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Can't wait
to see you guys in April, right? Oh, my goodness. It's getting so close.
It's getting really close now. Yeah, it's around the corner. But thanks, everyone, for listening. And check us out on podcastifiesfire.com and Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Well, thanks so much, guys.
Yeah
thank you. We'll
be in touch, I'm sure.
Great.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Ashley, I'm just going to talk to you for like 5 minutes and then go. But first, we're into after show now. The first thing I want to mention, we got a message a while back, a nice message from the Lee Beat and Beat family in the UK, who are big listeners of us. And so they kind of hoped to hear their names. So I'm mentioning their names. Thanks for listening over there, because they sent it back a couple months ago. So since this is like a convention episode, I was just curious what your plans are so far for Anime North 2017.
The reason I haven't gotten back to you on that is because I'm still in the up in the air stage as to mm-hmm. what's going on exactly. Like, not like a lot of the panels are, I don't know what's going on for that.
Have you applied for any panels?
I have. I did put my name down for the Game of Thrones one.
Okay, good.
So definitely on the Yuri on Ice one.
Cool.
There's a couple other that are up in the air right now.
Yeah, so I've applied for 6, so I'm hoping I get at least 5, so I can, you know, get a 3. Mm-hmm. I did Haiku, Game of Thrones, One Punch Man, Attack on Titan, Legend of Korra, which I did last year, and it's a podcasting panel. Someone is organizing that.
Oh, is there a podcast? Wow.
Yeah, so you might want to think about that if you're running short. just put in Podcasting 101.
Yeah. I'll be like... Year. Yeah, if you're a podcaster, leave everything to this guy. That'd be my
Find somebody really capable to be the head on it. Okay.
Someone who understands coding.
Yeah. Are you thinking of doing any photo shoots? Or again, that's also like...
I want to do Blue Exorcist, but it's... I might end up on a lot of panels, or I might end up on only a couple, so that's why I'm kind of holding off on that. Heather, I don't know, she's gone to Ice and Fire Con a few times. She might be coming to Anime North too. So that's also if I don't want to do too much, if I have other friends going, cause I don't want to be like, oh, I gotta go like away for 6 hours now and panel.
But does she need somewhere to stay? Cause I mean, at the moment I've got to,
if she is coming, she will need a room. I would say the Crown is the one you'd least need, because it's the one that's most out of the way.
Yeah, I think so.
But as for the other one, I guess will depend. I mean, I understand the Radisson is the better hotel. I just don't know.
It's just more expensive. I mean, you obviously wouldn't want to do it as one person. Let me just see how much was it per night there? Because it is more expensive.
But I'll definitely know this before the convention. Like in April, I think, by the latest.
I'm used to going to Sheraton. I know like the route there, and or somebody's there. And there's sort of panels there a bit too. Although I don't know if they moved them or not.
They're moving things over. Oh, actually, yeah, they're moving Yowie North to the Holiday Inn, which is closer to the Radisson. So the Radisson's going to be more centered. So there's going to be a lot of stuff over in the Holiday Inn, which is just past that. I'm not sure what's going in the Sheraton now, though, because
they have space there. What do you think they're going to put in there? Yeah.
So like, I'm not sure. Like, maybe the gaming's expanding, because it was gaming and Yowie North there, and now they're moving Yowie North to the.
You can make it just gaming.
Just gaming.
Yeah.
Which is going to be annoying. One of the panels that I'm up in the air for is Mystic Messenger, which is technically a game, so it might end up being kind of the Sheraton. I was kind of hoping like everything would be in like one building, but I might end up having to run across all over the place.
So is Keith thinking about doing Genos again, or has he had
his... I think so.
Cause that'd be
cool. I thought you wanted to do the group again, because
I don't do many cosplays, right? So for me, it's easy to do that.
Yeah. And there's a good chance RJ will come, and he does Tank Top Tiger.
Oh, cool! That actually would fit really well. Yeah.
We did it at a Colossal Con, and only a couple people realized that he was part of the group. Because we did Genos and
I thought he was just some guy that was
some guy in a tank top.
You need to see if there's anything more distinctive about him that he can add to pick it up. But yeah, not many people do that one. So yeah, okay. I guess that's all I wanted to talk about. So good chatting with you, and we'll
did you want to do this a sports anime podcast?
Oh yeah, done. I'd be up for that. Probably looking more end of January-ish.
Okay.
Probably, unless for some reason next Sunday works. But just keep me updated on your off days.
Yeah. I'm off this week and Saturday, Sunday, and then I'm off again Friday, Saturday next weekend.
Okay, that's probably not going to work. I'm actually going to a convention next weekend, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, that's it then. Cool. Well, have a good. Are you going to go back to bed, I guess? Good night?
Yeah, for a couple more hours. Night shift sucks.
Yeah.
Like, having a proper schedule is impossible.
Okay. It's, yeah.
Okay, bye.